Blog Talk Radio.
Spectrum Unleashed. I am Matt, and always with me is the complete Dennis. Hats off to you, dude. Seriously, every single week.
What the
week,
hell did I do now?
I have to commend you on sticking with me every single goddamn week, especially when I do have to apologize. I was a little bitch to you, and I apologize for our conversation this weekend. So, I'm sorry. I love you, brother. And
water under the bridge, man. It's water under the bridge.
I know. But not only am I personally upset about the way it went, I'm publicly saying I am sorry. So,
yeah,
gives you an idea
good,
how much it bothered me.
You know what? That's what brothers do, man. We give each other shit, and we turn around and go, you know what? You were a dickhead, but I love you anyway. It's what we're supposed to do. That's how life moves on. So I'm good with it, man. Don't sweat it. Water under the bridge. Poop under the boots. I don't know. How else do you want to explain it? But, so I understand you had a nice weekend. Hey, now it's my turn, asshole. You spoke, I speak.
Oh, is that how this... Wait, what? What's this
what?
Thing called that we're doing?
What? I don't know.
Yeah, what?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I want to apologize to all of the listeners for our missing last week. I apologize that you didn't get to laugh hysterically at the two of us idiots. George had a great show on last Monday, their Halloween show, so we just decided that we would tune into theirs and not... bother, so to speak. And besides that, they had such a stellar lineup that we weren't even going to try to compete with them. Granted, we're much cooler than George than either one of us. And then you put the two of us together, and we just blew George out of the water. And George understands that, and he loves us anyway. But we decided we'd cut him some slack. So, George R. Lopez, if any of your friends call in and tell you that we're talking shit, radio bomb. But I do have to tell you, brother, you had a great show lineup last week. We didn't want to even try to compete with it. We just had a good time listening to yours. So thank you for doing such a great job over there also on Blog Talk.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's exactly what it's promoting. Unity with everybody. It's where nobody gets segregated. Excuse me one second.
Hey, how are you doing over there? Well, I'll take over for a moment. Anyway, y'all will notice if you look at my Facebook page today, you'll see that there was a post put out there that I was tagged in, or actually a couple of them from a location here in Richmond area called Evergreen Cemetery. And it's one of those places where you just kind of scratch your head and you go, what in the hell has happened? It's a cemetery that's been abandoned, as far as I can tell, back into the 70s or 80s. Headstones are up in the air, 4, 5, 6 feet hung up in tree, you know, the root balls of trees that have toppled. Just all kinds of crazy shit. But as I was walking through there today, it kind of dawned on me how absolutely peaceful it was. And I remember, you know, ashes to ashes, something along the lines, from earth we rise, to earth we return. And it dawned on me how absolutely peaceful it was out there, and that this is simply Mother Nature reclaiming what is hers. And that, you know, even though there are so many people that have been buried out there and their families may never see their headstone or, you know, their ancestors are laid to rest in there and they'll never know exactly where to go look and so forth. I'll tell you, I think if I were to be laid to rest, that would be one of the places I'd want to go. Some of it was, you know, they're back under trees. They're under the cover of, like creeping ivy and just absolutely peaceful. However, along with anything that can be found by humans, some jackass will come along and screw with it. So there is a mausoleum there that, you know, after they have placed all rightful family members into it, they remove the iron gate, they cinder block the doorway in, and some cretin has gone and broke out the cinder block and access the inside of the mausoleum itself, and you know, they pulled the caskets out. I don't know when the caskets were placed in there, but of course, you know, a few decades has deteriorated the caskets. But in the overall, it's really just a super relaxed place to hang out. It's nice and quiet, birds all around. But Evergreen Cemetery, at its origin, which was in the very early 1900s, was started as the premier burial place for prominent people of the Black community. And that was, you know, there's a school here in Richmond called the Maggie L. Walker Middle School, the Maggie Walker Governor's School also. She was one of the first Black female president of a bank and financial institution. And she's laid to rest there. There are college deans there. There are doctors. There's you know, pretty much any rank you can think of in the military laid to rest there. But you know, it's a shame to see a location like that. So if you have a cemetery in your town that is similar to that, I would love to see photographs. Been to your Facebook, tag myself, CPR Dennis or CPR Matt. They just fascinate both of us. You never know. With a little bit of research, you might find out that there are some, you know, extremely important people of history laid to rest in that cemetery.
Are yeah. Back by the way, I'm back. I'm sorry for the phone issue that I was having. So
that's
everything
all right.
Was all jumbled and mumbled and everything. So, but I'm back. I'm good now.
Yeah, I thought you were talking through a pillow to begin with.
That's exactly what I was hearing too.
Yeah, well,
that's why I did what I do best. Just shut up and try and fix the problem.
Yep. Well, you did well. It sounds much better now. Hey, by the way, I'm on a new set of earbuds. How do these sound to you?
They're actually sounding pretty good.
They are good. I mean, that, I don't know if they're any better than the Skull Candies I had before, but let's try something different. But at any rate, so I understand you had a decent weekend.
Yeah, it definitely was fun. Was up in Wisconsin. My own fault, though. What actually really did upset me is that I was not even 10 miles from the most haunted place I've ever been and didn't bring anything to go out there.
So you didn't even
So,
go out there?
no, I didn't.
Well, it's been nice knowing you, dude, but I'm sure as soon as Naomi finds out that you were less than 10 miles away and didn't even stop by to say hi, she's probably going to kill you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, man. I'll try to get her to give me a heads up when she's going to kill you so I can get there with my recorders and shit. You know, and obviously stick with the pact that we have, and whichever one dies first, the other goes and investigates. So you damn well better give me some good evidence too.
Oh, well, dude, for sure you can expect that.
Cool.
I'm trying to
Oh,
look
hey,
right now.
Arnold.
I'm trying to look right now to see if she's online or. Is she on the
I know
board?
you need the duck. I do not see her on the board.
All right,
However,
good.
oh, hey, I did discover something.
What?
Thank you, iPhone. I have not taken the opportunity for their upgrade that everybody bitched about because their contacts all disappeared. Now, I'll make sure to stress that word. I have not taken the update. So, and still... iPhone, Apple, whoever, I'd like to thank you for completely fucking up my contact list and wiping out, oh, I don't know, probably 30% of what I had on my contact list. Just randomly. I certainly appreciate that. Which, by the way, I only call Full Spectrum Radio every week. It's not like I need to be able to, you know, have it in my contact list. Assholes. I don't understand it. Dude, you're not in my phone. I can't even count how many people are not in my phone. Thank God I don't wipe out my text messages because, you know, I'm a lazy bastard. So I was able to go back through them. Of course, then I'm going to start reading through the whole text conversation to go, who the hell was this one? Oh, yeah, okay. But now I got to go back in and resave that contact. Frustrating.
Yeah,
But,
well, I also, speaking of phone things, to thank my Galaxy S3 for deleting 1,047 photos. People who are no longer with us, that were dear friends of mine, I have photos with them. Yeah, pretty much everything has been wiped off of my phone. But it did save every photo that I had with Scott Grunwald. I don't know why. But those are still on there.
Well, hey, that's a step in the right. At least you kept part of them. But mentioning Scott, I had his number as one of my contacts, and then all of a sudden it was gone. I get a text, hey, brother, what are you up to? And I'm looking at it going, well, I don't know. Who the hell is this? So, yeah. So, but I do have a positive note for this week. I don't want this week to all be just a downer. I do have a positive note. To the folks over at Office Max, who decided to start stocking tool, furniture and such, I now have a wonderful office chair that my ass thanks me greatly for purchasing. For most of you, well, all of you that listen to our program each week know that we're on here for 2 hours, and usually we go into archive, and it means 3 hours sitting here. I now have a memory foam cushion under my ass. My chair leans back without the back going, you know what? Fuck you, you can fall now. The back actually stays with the chair. I no longer have the little bolts coming up through poking me in my little skinny ass cheeks. I love my new office chair. That is my shameless plug.
Well, that's good, and thank you to Office Max for keeping Dennis's ass happy. Happy ass, happy Dennis.
Yes. Very much so. What the hell? I just happened to look at, and you know, this is really weird, dude. I actually had to dial in the phone number tonight. And I'm looking at my phone, and it's telling me that I'm on the phone with Scott Grunewald. So somehow or another, Spectrum Radio phone number is now named under Scott Grunewald. That's not his number. So it didn't delete my numbers. It just shuffled names and numbers around with random people, and I guess it's a confusion technique. Oh, my God. What the hell has Obama done now? It's
got to
be Obama.
Is that the 323-587-5703?
Yeah, the 580-5703. Yeah, and it says I'm talking with Scott Grunewald. This has got to be a government conspiracy just to confuse me and, you know, fuck up my contact list.
You know what? He does call in a lot. So, possibility that he did change his number to our call-in number.
You know, knowing Scott and just how damn crazy he is, that would not dumbfall. I will put nothing past him. So, hey, on a different note, I'm going to share with you a event that I'm going to this weekend. Actually going to jump on board for the weekend to help out Transcend Paranormal. Let me see if I can find this event. Due to illness and whatever else, I'm not exactly certain what's all transpired. But at any rate, I got a phone call from Steven over at Transcend Paranormal, and they have an event this weekend at Hanover Tavern in Hanover, Virginia. So I'm going to read this to you. It's the Hanover Tavern Investigation and Reveal. It's this Saturday night. Join Transcend Paranormal once more as we investigate the Hanover Tavern, historic courthouse, and stone jail. Additionally, we will be revealing everything we've recorded at all three locations, which suggest there is ongoing paranormal activity. Now, all proceeds will benefit the Hanover Tavern Foundation. So you definitely need to check this out. Let me go in, and I'm going to check out Hanover Tavern's website. I'll give you some information on the location itself. Let's see. Well, I guess we'll go look at, let's go to their home and see exactly what it is. Simply because I want you to understand what the location is all about. So the history on the tavern itself, for almost 300 years, the Hanover Tavern has been part of events that transformed America from an English colony to an independent nation. Where rebellion threatened a new nation and civil war tore it asunder, the owners, guests, and inhabitants of the tavern have shaped the history of Hanover County, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and indeed the United States. They purchased Hanover Tavern in 1743. So that gives you an idea of, you know, just how old this place is. But it's definitely a really cool little location. Now I'm trying to find some information on the stone jail. But alas, I am not able to. Why? Because, I don't know, that kind of night. So, at any rate, if you're in the Hanover-Richmond area, make sure to join us out at Hanover Tavern Saturday night. You can go to hanovertavern.org and events, paranormal investigation. Check it out and get your tickets online. There's option for investigation, reveal, and dinner with the investigators. Investigation only, reveal only. You know, you can, they've got it in three different things. But the location is just phenomenal. We've had Steve on from Transcend Paranormal before telling us about the location. And I've spoken with him on the phone about it. And just a really cool place. I mean, the fact that it was, you know, built in 1743, that's definitely an old building. I can't wait to get in and check this place out. So,
yeah.
What do you got?
Gotta make me jealous again, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
huh?
do. Well, of course I gotta make you jealous.
That is one thing you've always been good for, is making me jealous.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let me make you a little bit even more jealous. Today's weather was 65 and sunny here in bright and beautiful Richmond, Virginia. It was warm enough for motorcycle riding. How was your weather, man?
My weather was, fuck you. And that's pretty much about your recap for the Chicagoland area.
Oh, hey, and don't forget, y'all had the earthquake.
Wait,
right?
What?
That wasn't an earthquake. I was watching my news feed earlier.
No, I didn't. There was a 3.7 that wasn't far away, but in the time that it happened,
I was driving back from Wisconsin, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, that 3.7 wasn't actually Mother Nature shaking the earth. Apparently, somewhere in Wisconsin, there was a mine, a quarry or strip mine, I'm not real sure which, that had a detonation that they are now blaming the vibration on. So if it's strong enough to put, you know, 3.7 out in your neck of the woods, I certainly hope everybody there is okay, but I haven't had time to, you know, jump in, look at the news, and see what the hell else occurred.
Oh, shit, I thought I hit something on the way back.
What the hell? Thought you hit something on the way back?
Sorry, everybody. That was my fault. Oops.
You throwing beer cans out the window and set off an accidental explosion?
Nah, something like that. No. No, actually, I wouldn't be surprised, seriously, if it was something that was caused by the wind, because it has been horrible. Like, the wind has been horrible from Wisconsin to back here, to the point of driving my Jeep, I could not get my Jeep over 58 miles an hour on the highway because the wind was so bad. A south to north headwind.
It was windy near Chicago? Really?
Dude, it was windy all the way up to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Shut up.
No. Oh, the Windy City, which, by the way, I will let everybody who doesn't know that the Windy City is not because of the actual physical wind. The name the Windy City has to do with the politicians that were blowing wind, blowing smoke over everybody's ass in the 1930s, which is why Chicago was named the Windy City, was because of the politicians, which but I don't think that we've had any crooked politicians, have we, in Chicago, in that area?
I can't think of more than a couple of dozen. So, yeah, that's kind of odd. But I understand there's a petition going around based on that same philosophy that they want to rename Washington, D.C. back to the Windier City.
Okay.
This would be a great time in history to be a brick mason. You know, with all the smoke getting blown up everybody's ass, you could be building chimneys for days.
I should have never gotten out of doing fireplaces. I'd be a rich motherfucker right now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But, hey, I will leave I will leave politics alone. So, as far as daylight savings time, dark at 5:30 is really fucking up my world. I do not like dark at 5:30. I just don't like it, period.
Yeah,
so
try dark at
4:30. Mother Nature, if we can have a little, you know, a little slack on this, that would be nice.
Oh, I'm going to keep the education going a little bit. Daylight savings time was implemented during World War II for factory workers that were in the Midwest that were making munitions and steel and iron and all that stuff for the war effort, along with farmers. Did anybody tell them that the fucking war ended?
Well, they told them. They just forgot to tell the government not to dick with our clocks.
So, yes, for any government officials, which none of them are, because why would they, but who are listening, take away daylight savings time. If you go to Nevada, Arizona, where they don't have it, they're a lot happier. Keep that in mind.
Well, no, they're a lot happier in Nevada because, you know, gambling is legalized and they have casinos. That's why they're happier in Nevada.
And, well, depending on your beliefs, but prostitution also.
Wow. Now, there's a strange number just showed up on the board, Matt. Do you see that one?
No, I actually can't get any device that I have to cooperate to look at the board, so you're fine.
Stand by. Let me go screen this one.
Give me the prefix.
111. You want the rest of the numbers? 111.
All ones?
All ones. I'll be right
that
back.
That would actually be a Skype call.
Yeah.
A lot of times, that's the way the Skype shows up. So, yes, go find out who that is.
Yeah, that would be the first time. But I'll be right back, brother.
All right. But, hey, I just want to wish everybody wish that everybody had a safe Halloween weekend. And if you have a family, that you and your children had a great time. I know around here in the Midwest, the weather was not cooperative. So I felt bad for all the
the trick-or-treaters, also for the people who had candy for the trick-or-treaters, because you're probably going to end up with diabetes with the amount of candy you have left from what I kids walking around here. So I definitely have to say that's a shame that every single Halloween around here is just horrible, horrible weather, except for 2008 where it was 79 and sunny. You back?
You're still on the weather? Yeah, I'm back. You're still on the weather?
No, I was saying how I felt bad for the kids and, you know, people who went out and bought a bunch of candy and stuff for trick-or-treaters, because around here and I, like, pretty much all the way through Texas was just rainy and shitty weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
so
I did get through the all ones number, and it was a Skype call, and I do have Adita joining us.
Oh,
I hope I said
yeah.
it right, by the way.
Yeah,
I suck at
did.
This.
Oh. Yes, you do.
I truly do. I suck at this. She even told me who it was, and I still suck at it, and I'm probably screwed her name up. So.
But yes, we have Adita Rink, who is with us, who is from my neck of the woods and is a phenomenal model, phenomenal actress. And I was actually texting with David at the beginning of the show to see if he had time, because I know I messaged you last minute and was also trying to message him last minute when we started talking about Eden. So anyway, Adita, how are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Normal Monday night where I have to put up with Dennis's ass. But
what? I've been muted most of the time, and it's not my ass you look away. You're trying to say the voice is the same, or the voice has changed, but the breath is the same, aren't you? You're a smart ass. Adita, do you claim him as an actual friend?
A what?
Do you claim Matt as a friend?
Yes, I worked with him.
Damn.
See?
All right.
See?
Nice. Well, he's over there giving me shit. I figured I'd turn around and give it right back to him. That's the way we roll.
So, Adita, how was your Halloween?
It was good. We celebrated 2 weeks ago.
What'd you guys do?
Went out partying. Oh, we went to Underground. Dressed up. It was fun. There was a lot of scary people there.
Oh, you went to Underground?
Yes.
I know this. Oh. Dennis, trust me. If you look at some of the photos and some of the places that she gets to go to on, like, on Facebook that she posts, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Like, nonchalantly, it's like these five-bedroom, like, hotel-style condo thing. Like, you've gotten some gorgeous pictures of the city.
Yes, I have a lot of friends and people I work with, so and most of them live downtown high-rise on Lakeshore.
Yeah, and
wow.
That's not a bad thing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's so rough for you, dear. I'll gladly stand in and, you know, take your place and take the abuse sometime if you'd like.
Just enjoy your life while I can.
Yeah, if you can't ever make it to an event or something like that, I'd, you know, just call Dennis and he'll stand in for you.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll kick the shit out of me because I'm nowhere near as good looking, but I'm a damn nice guy.
So Adita, what have you had going on recently as far as work-wise?
Oh, what I did recently, like in modeling?
Yeah.
I just got published in Solace magazine, a fashion magazine, and I just got published in an October issue in Chula magazine for one of the sexiest people in Chicago and around U.S. And then tomorrow I'm filming for with the car wash commercial and print work.
Who is that through? Who?
Huh?
Who is that through? Like what production company or what photographer or what film company is it through?
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
For the car wash, I'm working with David.
Are you working with David?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be filming and shooting everything.
You have to forgive him, Adita. He's a little slow sometimes. We love him, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah, no, I thought they were friends.
We love him, but sometimes I have to wonder if his helmet straps are too tight. So I have to ask, I'm looking at some pictures and I see a brindle, looks like pit mix of some sort. Is that yours?
Which one?
Looks like a brindle, kind of resembles a pit mix. It looks, well, Matt's seen my dogs, it looks a lot like one of my brindles.
Brindle dog?
Right.
Yeah, I have a pit bull.
So it is a brindle pit?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I've got three pits of my own. So let me ask you this. Do you think it is the breed or the owner that makes pits
the owner.
Have such a bad name? Oh, she beat me to that.
The owner. It's all the owners.
Most
just like
definitely.
They have the cockfights and everything and the pit fights. It's all how they've been raised, just like people. It depends what place they've been raised and how they've been raised. That's how they act when they grow up.
Exactly. And something tells me yours is convinced it's still a teacup poodle.
A what?
Yours is... Something tells me that your dog is convinced it's the size of a teacup poodle. Fits in your lap. Come on, Mom, just put me
yep,
in your purse
it's
and
really
let's go.
Nice. Put them bark. It actually lives with two cats. And, I mean, my dog raised my daughter when she was born. Never bit or barked or anything.
Yeah, mine are the same way. Like I said, I've got three pit mixes, and they're all three rescues. All three as sweet as they can be.
Yeah.
So what was one of the projects that you've ever gotten to work on?
A coolest one?
Right.
Probably a couple of them. One was in last February. You went to St. Barth Island. It's in Caribbean, 4 hours from Miami. It's part of France. We did a calendar shoot for a New York company of a betting website. And out of the 4 days we were there, we did photo shoot for like maximum half an hour. Everything else was just having fun and party.
Oh, such a rough time.
It wasn't bad. And then, in this July, I went to Romania. Everything paid for 2 weeks. International beauty pageant that was representing my country, Lithuania. So I was running for Miss Lithuania, and it was fun. I mean, we practiced, we party, but the show was only like what, a couple hours, and we stayed there for 2 weeks. It was awesome.
So you're actually Lithuanian then? Did I understand that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, during the 2 weeks that you were in Romania, did you get a chance to go check out, like, some of the castles or anything like that?
Yeah, they were actually taking us to take to that one of the castles they were talking about, Vampire Castle or something, one of them like really known. But we were too tired and we didn't want to go anywhere. Some people did, but I just stayed in the pool all day.
And again, such a rough life. Anytime you need me to stand in,
it is harder than you think.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't know personally, but we've talked to a lot of people that, you know, their whole life is based on travel and time frame for somebody else. And, you know, they're like, you don't get time to do, you know, stop and think, let alone anything entertaining.
I mean, they do let you have some time, but I think the most what kills it is shoes. The heels that you have to work with 24/7 in them.
So, on the shoots that you do, is like how long do you have to work? Like, is it kind of an overnight thing, or is it, you know, like 10, 12, 14 hours? Or is it...
What are you talking about? Like a day?
Yeah, no, like if you're on scene and you're doing a shoot, how long do you typically, or does it typically take to do a shoot?
It depends how much they pay. I mean, it's all by hour. I mean, if you want to shoot all day, I mean, if you pay me $200 an hour, you can shoot me 2 days in a row if you want me to. I don't care.
Yeah, I have a tendency to agree with that. You can shoot all, yeah, we'll run this thing around the clock. But it's definitely fascinating. Now, what's the, if you could change anything at all about the industry, are you willing to step out there and tell me what one thing you would change about it?
The modeling industry?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, but a lot of people in Chicago, they are like new and they want to start building their business. And I think it's not that good in Chicago to work as a model. It's not that much opportunity as LA and Florida. So, I mean, if they would pay or more, it would be, you know, it would be more better models and people could choose from. But because everyone wants to get everything for free, nobody wants to do anything. So it's kind of hard to find what you're looking for or, you know, get what you need.
Yeah, so, dude, and you know what? I'll agree with her completely. Not that I do or have done modeling or anything, but I know people who work in the industry in Chicago and just this network. It's so closed. It's so closed-minded that I can completely, completely understand how hard it would be to get work in the Chicago market, and actually in a mainstream kind of way. Yeah, you'll have your independent photographers and stuff like that that say, oh yeah, I have this project going on and want to take pictures, and they don't pay as much as some of the other networks that are out there, meaning like New York, LA, Florida, you know, stuff like that. And it has to, and is it honestly hard, even being established like you are, is it a lot harder in this market than it is in other markets?
I mean, it all depends. It's who you know and how many people you know. Because in L.A., it's more people because they go there for that one reason. It's modeling and acting. So maybe it will be more jobs that would be paid, but probably the people will be more picky. Here, you probably get more jobs, but nobody wants to pay. So it's either way. I mean, if you know people, it's easier, no matter where you're at. I mean, it's easier to get what you want. It's all who you know.
Yeah. So what have for local stuff, not going, you know, overseas and having all these like exotic places, but what's your What was your favorite local shoot?
Local shoot. I think it was with the photographer Icy from Chicago. He's from Africa. He's a really good photographer. We did a really cool shoot in Saks Hotel for a Nigerian clothing store. And then the other one was at was like 6 o'clock in the morning next to an aquarium in the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just more jealousy. So, no, I know that it's a lot of work. I have, the decent amount of friends who are models and stuff like that, and everybody says the same thing, like, oh yeah, you think it's just such an easygoing and fun thing to do, but when you're there, if you're working with a horrible, horrible person who, like, your idea of what you want the shoot to go is not their idea, and then they argue with you and it creates a whole bunch of tension and everything. So it's definitely a harder job, and I mean, hats off to you for that. Like, I wouldn't want to deal with somebody telling me what to do when I wouldn't want to do it. Just.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends. I mean, if they pay you and you're doing certain things for some company, that's one thing. But if you're shooting for yourself, for your portfolio, then you do whatever you want, or you split half and half. Because photographer does wants to update his portfolio with the look he wants to see you in. So usually, decide it before you're going to go work with him.
Yeah. So besides just being gorgeous, like how did you start out in modeling? Like what was the catalyst that actually got you involved with it?
I'm not sure. I know I was 17, and I wanted to try some modeling. I thought about it. And then my mom let me go to modeling school just to learn basics, to walk, to talk, and stuff like that. And I did it, and I think I had some one of my friends used to be photographers, so offered me to do photo shoot, and I liked it. And after that, he told me to go online and do rough that you can find and collaborate with photographers and different people and work with them. So I started there, and it kind of just evolved, and I'm doing some done in, 12 years now? It's like a hobby, and I don't have time.
Oh, so you did just kind of like, whatever, somebody wants to take photos, and you did go to school for it and all that, but, like, it was... You started out as a hobby.
I mean, I don't get paid as much as, the professional models, because I work on my own. So if I have time and I want to do it, I'll do it. Or if there's opportunities to be published somewhere, I'll do it. But if nobody pays and they don't want you to do it for free, whatever, I'm like, I'm not wasting my time.
Well, and also, like, for some of the people that ask you to go on, on set and on location, all that stuff. How hard is it being a mother and all that on top of, just saying like, hey, I got to be gone for a week or 2 weeks or, so like, does your daughter go with you or?
Only one out of the country, only twice. That was February and July. That was twice I went out. So, July was basically summer break, so she was with her daddy and cousins, so she didn't really miss me. In February, she was it 4 days, so it wasn't that bad.
I don't know why my phone, and everybody, I apologize, I don't know why my phone is glitching so bad, but it is. I'm trying to play catch up at the moment. Anyway, all right. you and I, and I know you were busy, you were talking and all that stuff, and I only got to formally meet you for a few seconds. But for David Scott's film, Eden, was extremely, extremely impressed at the release party, not only of just how the film was shot and the way that it was shot, but I have to, and I don't know how you see yourself as an actress or anything like that, but you definitely sold your part in that.
Thank you. It was a thing, as a video shoot, it was one of my first ones. I did a couple music video shoots, but this was my one of my first ones, so it was pretty good. David contacted me, I'm not sure when or what it is, but he mentioned something about another movie coming out, and he asked me to be main role. So we'll see if it goes through and when it's going to be done.
So was that your first actual film that you've done?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, my actual film was my first one, yes. I did a couple music videos. There, I was on Noop Rock Station, you know, talking there and doing the shows and stuff, but I wasn't actually acting anywhere except, like, music videos.
So how was it doing film versus a photo shoot?
It was easier than I thought.
Because, you know, and, like, I've never done anything on film, but I've done, like, I've done play stuff, I've done, you know, like, theatrical kind of stuff, but never actually anything on film. And, like, when I watch Eden, which you can find on YouTube, if you go and YouTube.com and just look up Eden and tag David Scott in the highlight, you can watch the short film on it. Like, seriously, you, in the times of when there's no speech, there's no nothing, there's no anything going on, but it's you and he going through this the carnival and all that stuff, like, it, where I say that you sold it is that would look like a home video of somebody who was in a relationship with somebody and you weren't.
Yeah, I just met him like 5 minutes before we shot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was blown away on how it was like, wow, that they look like an actual couple.
Everyone at the carnival thought they were.
Well, no, and that's, you know what, I was talking with David when we were at Chicago Girls Conference 5. We went out it turned into be breakfast later, but we went there and we were talking about Eden, and that was, David was saying that, he goes, everybody at the carnival thought that they were a couple, and it was just like...
Yeah, they thought we were getting married because he was filming us.
Yeah. That's what he said. He goes, everybody thought it was like a pre-wedding video or something that they were going to show at their reception or whatever. So, no, you definitely did an amazing, amazing job with that.
I tried.
So what do you prefer, film or just regular still photo shoot? Now that you've done,
I mean, I did still photo shoots for 12, but I did photo shoots for 12 years. In film, I did my first one, so it wasn't bad. So I want to keep going and actually see how it goes. Keep doing a little bit more of time. It's just different. You get tired of the same thing over and over, but, you know.
But yeah, I guess if you're in front of a still camera lens for 12 years and then you get in front of a video camera lens and... start enjoying
you
that.
You don't have to do anything. They just, you know, trying to catch the good angles and then they edit it, so.
Yeah.
Which would you say is your preferred? Would you rather be in front of the still or video? Now that you've tried both of them, which one would you prefer?
I would like to try more video now. I mean, I don't know.
Now, I got to ask, how hard, now I'm not familiar with Eden. I wasn't fortunate enough to, well, I'm not fortunate enough to be in that area, so I haven't seen the trailers or anything for it. How much dialogue did you have to remember for that, and how hard is it to remember the dialogue?
I didn't have anything. That's why I liked it.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
That was the easy part.
Yeah, it's more, well, no, actually, like, personally, in the stuff that I've done with theater and everything in the past, I think it's harder to portray an emotion of feeling to get people to understand what you're trying to come across as if you don't have words. You just have to do it with physical emotion and like with your body and stuff like that. That's hard, and that's why, again, I'll keep going back and saying that's why I was so damn impressed that you sold it the way that you did. Never doing anything on film before. And you convinced everybody at the whole carnival that you guys were a couple when you weren't.
Yeah. It was hard,
so,
but...
What were we saying?
Uh-oh. Silence. We still there? Oh, there we are.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't sure. Everything just went silent. I'm like, oh, crap.
Nobody wants to talk. You're like,
No. It's not that. It was Dennis's question, so I was waiting for him to chime in, so he dropped the ball on that one.
Hell, I'm good with it. I'll take the blame. But, no, it's... I don't know that I could do acting, period. I don't even like being in front of a camera, so either one that you're doing, yeah, would screw me up. I can't. I don't like being in front of a still. Damn sure. Now, see, I don't mind so much like when I do investigations. I know I'm going to be in front of camera, but that's night vision. I can't even see. So I'm good with that. So, yeah,
it's easier when you work with people you know and you feel comfortable around, so you kind of don't really pay attention. It's like kind of like, yeah, it's just fun, you know?
Yeah, I like the idea that I can't see the camera, can't see anybody behind it. And I don't have to worry about, oh, God, are they getting me from my good side? Oh, wait. Damn, I don't have a good side. So, yes, I have a face for night vision. Not so much. Well, I mean, that's why I'm on radio and now on TV. I have a face for night vision, camera, and radio. So, yeah, we got that one covered. I picked the two occupations that... Well, I don't know. I call this one an occupation. But I've picked two vocations in life that are very suited for me. Night vision, camera, and radio.
Good pick.
The man must know his limitations.
Aditya, I know we've been talking about like modeling and Eden and film and stuff like that, but also being friends with David and John and everybody else of mutual friends, what is your opinion of the paranormal stuff?
I love paranormal stuff. I told them to take me with when they shoot next time.
Hold on. You've never been out with them on an investigation?
No, I wanted to. I followed them on YouTube and I commented. I'm like, I want you to take me with. So he kind of, he's like, next time he'll take me. So I'm like, he's like, you scared? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, I'll take you to a really scary place then. But I wanted to go. I've been talking about it for a couple of months at least.
So what do you think that have you ever experienced anything yourself that got you interested, or you just saw what?
Yeah, I heard stuff, and yeah, I believe in it.
What's your craziest experience? Personally.
The craziest personally. It was when my daughter was 3 months old. A month before she was born, her dad's best friend got stabbed in Westmont and basically died in front of me in my baby shower. So after my daughter was born, 3 months into it, I was chasing her. So I'm like, oh, this is weird. And probably my ex, you know, her dad's talking on the phone. And it's around, he was sleeping. I was like, okay, this is weird. Maybe he has a phone, you know, hiding in the pillow. So I walked around to him, and there's no phone. I'm like, okay, something's weird. Maybe he hide the phone. They found his phone in the living room. So I'm like, okay, it doesn't make no sense. So I keep playing with the baby, and I keep hearing the same guy's voice that got killed saying, trying to, like, hello. I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I'm like, it's probably the radio. I looked up the radio, and it wasn't even connected to the wall. And then I just freaked out because I recognized the voice keep talking to me for the past 5 minutes, and there was nothing in the room that would be talking. And then I figured out it was coming out through the speakers, but the radio was not on.
And it wasn't even plugged in?
Nope.
That would definitely get my...
Yeah, especially when you recognize the voice, the guy had just died 4 months ago.
Yeah, that would... Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's time to chuck that radio out the window.
No, it's disconnected, sitting in the corner right now.
It'd be in a corner of something, all right. Corner of the landfill, corner of the trash bin. Uh-huh.
No, just in the other room.
No, when radios talk to me and they ain't got batteries and they ain't plugged in, no. It's time
That's
for that
weird,
one to go
yeah.
the hell away. Now, see, I'm fine going out when I expect them to talk to me. It's that unexpected thing that kind of makes my butt pucker that I don't like so much. That's just me being me. But, yeah.
No, and I know you've been to at least one of the events at the Portage Theater, which that unfortunately is not around anymore. But there are a couple things. If David and John don't bring you, you are definitely, definitely more than welcome to go to some of the stuff that Ursula and I have going on.
I would love to.
So, couple public things. I do have one private thing, which I, trust me, you don't want what comes along with that. Dennis knows.
Yeah.
It's background
little...
check. It's, yeah.
Yeah. Ignore that one. However, the place in Wisconsin definitely might be a treat for her, Matt.
What's there?
Go ahead, Matt.
But which place you... How many places have we talked about? Which place are you talking about?
The most haunted place you've ever been.
Oh, Naomi's house.
Yes.
Yeah, that...
I'm thinking that one would be fun.
That would... Aditha, honestly, that place would truly blow your mind.
What is it?
It's a house that was actually built before Wisconsin was a state.
Mm-hmm.
The first record that I have on it is 1832. And there's a whole bunch of history of, like, there was actually a Native American battle that was fought there. That just a whole bunch of stuff. And, yeah, of all the places I've been, that is the craziest place I've ever been, and it's a private home.
That's
like
crazy.
Every experience that you can imagine, like full-bodied shadow figures to bangs to knocks to voices to like moving of objects, like yeah, every possible thing that you can imagine happens at this place.
Crazy.
And for some reason, they know and like me now.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I'm not so sure that spirit likes anybody, no matter how nice they are. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look at the place that I constantly go back to, and, well, pardon the language, but every time I go in there, I come out with an EVP capture calling me a fucker. Every time. When he choked me, I was called a fucker. Yep. He wanted to fight me, I was called a fucker. Yeah, so, yeah. I'm not convinced that, well, maybe they like you at that location. But I still think, well, I think Bishop Christina Reiki had it right. If they were an asshole in life, they're probably still an asshole in death. So maybe you got lucky and found some nice ones.
Let's back up for a moment. Aditya, honestly, for Dennis being called a fucker and being choked and this, that, and the other thing, it's that's what we like to call an intelligent haunt.
Yes, because he chokes Dennis and calls him a fucker. He's intelligent.
Exactly.
I don't think that's the way that was supposed to go, but okay, I'm good with it.
You set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, I definitely set myself up.
But no. What happens in Wisconsin is it like. In this home in Wisconsin is not anything bad to where it's going to hurt you like where Dennis said he was choked and all that stuff. Like, there's never been anything bad. And, I mean, shit, Dennis, I could even actually bring her somewhere a little bit closer and visit Audrey.
Yeah. Yeah, that would work, too.
That's in, it's a place in Oswego. But, yes, I actually have her name. I have her information. I have her life story. And she does talk.
And I'm thinking if you go to, if you remember the farmhouse that I showed you on, well, she didn't punch Dennis in the nose.
No, I know.
It was her boyfriend or one of the other two goons with him that punched me in the nose, which that's a long story. But that was definitely freaky. But I'm thinking if you take her to that farmhouse that I showed you on Google Maps and park in front of those two silos, I'll bet you would get some phenomenal EVPs out of that. So the question is, is that property occupied?
Last time we were out there, no. It was boarded up, abandoned house.
Okay. I couldn't really tell from looking at Google Maps, but I kind of had that feeling it was. But I'll bet if you take her to that location and park where I showed you in that grass circle-like thing in front of the silos, because that's where the majority of everything went down in Audrey's case, I believe. So Have you even told Adita about that one at all, Matt?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, feel free to share some information with her because she's probably wondering what the hell we're talking about.
All right.
Am I right?
I have...
I'm just listening. Keep talking.
I put it this way. I have a 157-page police report of this girl that was found bound with barbed wire around her neck and all that stuff. And it was – it's kind of brutal when you get into it. But she was found in a farmer's well. And then it was kind of an urban legend thing. And it was something that Mark and I were bored with and investigated and found out that there was actually truth to it. Went out there the first night, I got hit with a rock, got some voices, and every single time that we go out there, we keep getting more and more. And now it becomes a little more personal every time that we go out there.
Did she get to know you or something? How the way?
No, she gets more talkative. She gets more personal.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something to where it's still an open murder case.
Can't she tell her exactly what happened to her?
Personally, because he got punched in the face.
Will you explain that? Because it makes it sound like I was there for this.
No. Dennis wasn't there. Dennis does have abilities to where he can do remote readings of certain places. And the night that he read, pretty much, like, it blew my mind. And, Dennis, what did we show up in?
The first thing that I questioned him was, please tell me you did not show up in a purple neon, you know, the little Plymouth neon. And he's like, no. But it was a purple PT Cruiser, which ironically looks identical. The only difference is the back end of the vehicle. So I told him what he had showed up in, and I don't even know how long before he talked to me about it this year, he had even gone out there. But she showed me the image of what he was in, and you know, I saw the light configuration on the vehicle. I saw the individuals that were involved. I saw her. And then she started to show me what all occurred. And next thing I remember is seeing images of like guys trying to yank me out of the back seat of the car, like I was seeing it through her eyes. The next thing I remember, I got punched in the damn nose. And I mean, to the point that I didn't quite get a bloody nose, but I could feel it, that sharp pain, the watery eyes. I saw a fist coming at me. I'm sitting at the dining table in my house, 1,200 miles away, wherever I'm at, you know, whatever distance it is. And next thing I know, I just feel this sharp-ass pain like I got punched in the nose. And yeah, thanks, Matt. You didn't give me a warning on this shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you'd want to try it from my side. That was the first time I'd ever been punched in the nose by nobody.
You can't punch him back.
Exactly. I'm going to beat the living shit out of the air. It doesn't help much. Now, I used to do taekwondo. I had third degree black belt. Bounced 15 years in nightclubs and bars. Yeah, I've been punched in the nose. I know what that shit feels like. And sitting at my dining table with nobody around me, I got that. And that was just from what I was seeing from her. So, and like Matt said, it gets kind of gruesome. Kind of is an understatement in themselves. It's just what this girl went through is pure hell. I mean, she literally had her hands bound to her neck with barbed wire. Her ankles were bound with barbed wire. She was thrown into a farmer's irrigation pond and left to die. And if it hadn't been for...
The only way, the way her body was found is she was sucked up to the bottom of the pump, and it stopped the water flow.
Oh, crap.
And that's how her body was found.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it wasn't for the fact that the farmer was trying to draw water out of the pond to irrigate, who knows how long it would have been that she was sucked up into the pump. So it was definitely a gruesome way for a young lady to die. But, yeah, that's why I know there's a lot of energy at that location. And I'm telling you, Matt, if you take her out there, do you have a digital voice recorder at all, Adita?
Who, me?
Yes.
No, I don't have anything, but...
Okay. Well, Matt, you need to catch up with her. Take her out and show her how to... Well, take her out and help her pick a decent voice recorder. Show her what to do with it. I mean, if she can get her radio in her house to talk to her, she can get a voice recorder to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that... Now... Are you in the same house now where the radio, where the voices came through the radio?
No, it was in an apartment I lived in. That was like 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking that I think it would be fascinating for you to just play with a voice recorder, especially with some of the locations you go. Like, you know, going to Romania and places like that. Man, I'd have that voice recorder on me 24/7. Now, do you know what the purpose of a voice recorder is?
To hear the ghost talking.
Right. So, you know, you've got a little knowledge. It'd be awesome. I think if you were to travel with one, you'd be amazed at what you find, what you hear. But I truly think that if you take her out to that farmhouse on Cherry Road, Matt, it'll blow her mind.
Well, that's another thing too, is having a female out there. Like when Samantha was out there, it was totally, totally different than when it was just Mark and I out there.
Like, better different?
Well, no, just more. So, I think, yeah, Adita, if you were to go out there, considering you have the female identity and all, and mother and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think it would be a ridiculous experience for you.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Well, there you go. So, y'all need to get together, pick a good night, go grab dinner, and go out and talk to Audrey.
Yep.
A little bit of sushi, a little bit of paranormal.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, Tokyo Bay, my shameless plug. Tokyo Bay, my favorite sushi place is, like, not even 8 minutes from it.
Naperville?
Like, it's like Naperville-Aurora border. I know you've seen me post about
okay.
it and stuff, but... If anything, well, Dennis, you're not that adventurous of an eater.
Not that adventurous of a what?
Of an eater.
I know. What do you mean by that? Dude, if they put it on my plate, I'll eat it. Well, no, I take that back. Some son of a bitch put one of them little... It was a little mini octopus on my plate one time. No, that one got shoved off.
That's
yeah,
what
octopus
I'm saying.
Ain't one of them. But, I mean, sushi? Yeah, I'll eat sushi. I don't care about that. The only ones I don't like are the ones that they wrap in the seaweed. I didn't care for that. The kelp or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
No,
well, that's everything
yeah.
besides... Well, even including a California roll. That's why I said you're not that adventurous of an eater. If I put unagi in front of you, are you gonna eat that? I know Adita will, but would you?
No.
No. See, Adita won't even eat it. If she's saying no, hey, I got to take her side on this. I'll say no, too. I don't even know what the hell it is, but she said no very quickly. That tells me it's probably shitty, and I don't want to try it.
Adita, what's unagi?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't like it. I only eat what I know. I don't eat stuff I don't like. I don't know.
Shit, you know what? It's like I'd be taking Dennis. No, unagi is
no, trust me, she's a hell of a lot cuter than me. It wouldn't be like you're taking me.
No, unagi is eel.
I don't know. See, I would try that.
See,
if they don't
give it
some...
call it eel?
Yeah,
give
it some jacked up name.
I know.
Well,
if it's eel, we'll be saying eel and make it up a weird name on it.
I'm not making up a weird name. Blame the Japanese for that shit, not me.
Yeah, let's not be making up weird names and shit, Matt. I'm going to go eat a big helping of Fungali right now just because it, you know. What's that? You know, mashed potatoes. Call it fucking mashed potatoes.
Yeah, my bad on that one.
We make a pretty good team at this giving him shit thing, Adita. We need to stick together, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's like... here, try this. Oh, what is it? Calamari? What the hell is that? Squid. Fucking call it squid. Let me try that stuff. God, I love this. It's great. This is good squid. No, it's calamari. Fuck you. No, it's a squid.
Yeah, but, okay, so go to a restaurant and try and order squid. And be like, what, how do you want it? No, you order calamari, it comes fried or grilled.
Give me some of that there fried squid. Oh, all right. You want the calamari? No, I want fucking squid. Do I look Japanese?
It's actually Italian, dickhead.
Well, okay. Well, see, that's how much... I don't know. When you name it dumb shit, I mean, you can't tell me that, you know, pretty much everybody's eating squid, so you can't really... I mean, squid's universal worldwide. It's not just in Italy. Hey, let me get some of that fine Italian calamari. No, we don't have that. Our shit comes from, like, Maine. Oh, okay, I can deal with that, too. Yeah, he's going to hate me. You're not doing a whole lot to back me up here, Adita. You kind of chucked me out there on my own now.
You're doing pretty good.
Oh, okay. That's like half my problem when I go into an Asian restaurant or anything. Like, I'll go up to the buffet and I'll be looking at everything. I'm like, ooh, that looks pretty good. What's the name of that? Pindobowl. I don't know that I want that. I can't even pronounce it. What is that? Beef? Fucking call it beef. I'm not that hard to please. Call it what it is. I'll try it. So that just shoots a hole in the theory, in the bottom of the boat theory that you had that, well, you're not that adventurous of an eater. Really? Dude, you've seen me eat. If they can get it on a plate to my table, I'll eat it.
Do you want to find out before you eat what you're eating or after you ate?
Oh, preferably before, because there are some things. Hey, what's this? Oh, really? What is that? Fried worms? Yeah, no, have that back. No. I want to know before. Okay, so maybe I'm not that adventurous, but, yeah. As long
there
as
you
they
go.
Can get it to me, as long as they can get it to me fried, grilled, or fully cooked, I'll try it. Tell me afterwards. You know, I watched this Man versus Food, and, you know, what was the one where the dude travels all over the world and eats anything that, you know, crawls or used to crawl or, you know, fell into a skillet. No. Oh, these are some mighty fine grubs. Yeah, you're a dumbass. Sorry.
This is
why we call it Full Spectrum Unleashed, ladies and gentlemen. On Monday nights, they take me off my leash. On Wednesday nights, they restrain me.
Well, we just don't take our pills on Monday nights.
Wait. You don't? Wait. You don't take your pills on Monday nights?
Fuck no.
Holy shit, that explains it. They're giving me extras on Monday nights. Son of them. I knew it. You told me it was the producers that were doing that. No, it's you, you bastard. Here, they said you have to take four tonight instead of just two. Mm-hmm. I see how this works.
Well, yeah, I have to restrain you somehow.
Don't mind me as I sit in the corner and drool later on when it fully kicks in. Thank God I got this cute little bib with a lobster in it, though.
Yeah, that's just what you call a normal Monday, though, right?
Pretty much. The only difference is whether I sit in the corner or I fall into it.
So, let me backtrack a big good amount here. Adita, what is your ultimate,
fuck yes, I want to do this, like, goal in either film or photography or anything like that? Like, what would be your number one bliss thing on your bucket list that you want to cross off?
Never thought about it. I'm too young to do a bucket list, but, you know. I haven't really thought about it.
You never thought of, like, oh, my God, like, the number one place is to go to Marseille in France and do a shoot there or do a movie or something like that with so-and-so?
Not really, never thought about it. I mean, I would like to go to Hollywood and meet, you know.
All right, well, who would be your number one person in Hollywood you want to meet?
We dropped her. We have dropped Edita.
So. Anyway, that was. And if she calls back in, cool. We'll continue the conversation. But that was a phenomenal, sweet person, model, actress, everything. Edita Rink. She is local. She comes to all the events. She does everything that we do, and she, like, I give credit where credit is due for what she's accomplished in her life and everything. Hands down, A+.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch the board to see if she pops back in.
So, Dennis, how about you answer that question?
Living or dead? Oh, wait. The last question that you asked her was, you know, who is the one person in Hollywood that you would want to meet most? So I was going after the living or dead on
okay,
that.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the one thing on my bucket list?
No. Well, let's work in reverse. So, one person in Hollywood that you would want to meet, hands down, and accomplish in your life. Who would that be and why?
In all honesty, I would have to say John Wayne. for several reasons. One, I just thought he was a phenomenal actor. I understand he was quite a philanthropist as well. I understand he was just an all-around nice guy. And secondly, you can't tell me there ain't a John Wayne movie that he is not just badass in. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so, John Wayne, that's almost cheating.
So, yeah, I would have to say John Wayne. Plus, from the time that my father was a child, John Wayne was his idol. And I do mean to the point that when my father was growing up, I don't think there was a John Wayne movie that he didn't watch. And because of my father's voice and mannerisms and, you know, just the way that he portrayed himself, his nickname from the time he grew up to the time he passed away was Duke. So I would love to meet my father's idol. That would be, you know, not just for that reason that it was my father's idol, but just because he was such a cool character. So, yeah, there you go. Now, let's throw it back at you. Who is the one person you would want to meet?
I've already accomplished that. never have the opportunity again. But
okay,
I've already
that means that one's off your bucket list. Who was it?
Sinatra.
Okay. So that one's off your bucket list. Who is next on the bucket list? Come on now, you can't just wuss out on me like that. You have to have an answer. You can't say, oh, I already did that. And leave it at that. That's just bullshit.
Well, that would be fulfillment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess you caught me on that one.
I mean, if,
all right.
If there's somebody today that I would have to say I would have to pick that I would want to meet and actually, like, not just meet and say, nice to meet you and be like a fan, but actually hang out with and shoot the shit and talk, would I want to extend the wait, are we still on Living and Dead or just Living?
Either way. Who would be next?
Truthfully, I'd have to say Rodney Dangerfield. Because he actually wasn't the womanizer. He wasn't the, like, whore that he made himself out to be. He was a phenomenal, phenomenal person. The womanizing and all that kind of stuff, that was his character. That was who he was trying to be for entertainment, but he wasn't that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there was also talk that Sinatra was this horrible individual and blah, blah, blah. So,
well, dude,
anytime you reach, you were involved
in the conversation with Dreesen.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely remember Tom being on with us, and you know, I mean, even Tom admitted that he wasn't a monster. He just liked shit to be done the way he wanted it done.
Tom also said too that he wasn't a womanizer, and half the time, when you'd see a drink in his glass, it wasn't even booze.
Right. But that's what I was getting at, was, you know, anytime that you reach a level of notoriety like them, there's always going to be someone trying to knock the steps out from under you. It goes with the territory. And, you know, that's, I'm just convinced that most of the negative stories that you hear come out of Hollywood, or, well, if you're reading a trash mag, you're going to hear bullshit anyway. I just don't agree that, you know, they're not nearly as bad as everybody says. Now, I do have a question. Ross over in chat has asked, is there still the Haunted Liars Club bar still open in Chicago? Do you know?
Yes, it is.
And what is the actual name of it?
It's still called the Liars Club.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know. You know, he asked if there's still a Haunted Liars Club bar still open in Chicago. I didn't know there was a bar in Chicago named the Liars Club.
Oh, yeah. The Liars Club actually has a phenomenal, phenomenal history to it. Ursula has disproven a lot of it. And trust me, there is nobody who I would put any sort of belief in discounting a place more than Ursula. Sorry, Dennis. But
well, I appreciate that, and you know. But yeah, I have not. So, what are some of the stories about the Liars Club? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Well, Liars Club is off of it's off of West Fullerton in Chicago, kind of like by DePaul University, which is like smack dab downtown. And they've had full-bodied apparitions. They've had just a bunch of shit happen there. The other thing that they've had is the Liars Club is, like, it basically goes back to the old mafia days and this, that, and the other thing, like, oh, you know, so-and-so was killed out in front, which half of it's stories, but when truth and matter comes down to it, there was a time in history that the actual property itself and what the downstairs and upstairs of it was a brothel. It changed hands in the 30s. And then it became more of like a supposed straight-laced place, but there was a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes things that, between, like, that and the Stag's Head Bar in Chicago kind of have the same history, and people get them confused, but, like, Stag's Head had the, and you know this from the shows, from Ghost Adventures, to where the guy, or they always had murders in the same corner. That's Stag's Head.
Okay.
Everybody think, like, the upstairs corner of that bar where people, like lose their mind and get into a murderous rage, that's Stag's Head. But people do confuse that with Liars Club. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I know years ago there was a movie out called The Liars Club. Is that based on that location? I mean, I never watched the movie, so I don't know.
No, totally separate.
Oh, okay. See, ladies and gentlemen, that just goes to show I don't know at all, and I'm willing to admit that. But I turn to my little walking encyclopedia of, you know, mostly useless information, and go, hey, now, what the hell?
So,
he has no life, ladies and gentlemen. His entire life revolves around just sitting back and reading and, you know, running up a bell tower every now and again and ring a bell.
Or take out a motherfucker if you can.
You're welcome.
I just wrote with my lipstick your name on my list.
Oh,
God,
you used
damn,
your lipstick
really?
For it? You didn't use the lotion?
No, but if you want to go ahead, if it makes you feel better.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I still love your cackle in the background of that. That is the best part of that.
That one still cracks me the hell up.
I know, and you
can't help it.
Yeah. All right. Play it one more time.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to laugh at you laughing at me doing something stupid.
We had so much stupid that weekend. I'm still pissed, though, that we didn't get on top of the bar with the DJ. And damn it, if Eric hadn't got tied up, who was the manager there at the Sands Bar, oh, my God. We would have been on top of that bar, hanging out with the DJ, just having a blast. I absolutely had a blast up there anyway.
And for everybody listening, yes, we're talking about at Parafest at the Sands in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It was the VIP party that night. There was a like cool ass bar. I'd say I'd post the pictures, but all my pictures off of my phone are gone. So, again, I'm sorry. I'd post them again. There was above the bar a platform where the DJ was spinning, and it was just her up there. The lights were amazing. The crowd was amazing. The people were amazing. And Dennis and I actually said, we're going to make it our mission to get up there. And we had the opportunity, but due to events that happened, it couldn't happen.
The bartender or the bar manager had to run off and help break up a fight and throw people out. We got shot down. But if he hadn't been tied up and they hadn't had a fight that he had to go solve, we were going up there. But what the hell, we still had a good time. And if nothing else, I have sound bites to
play. Unfortunately.
Yes, and they sound like this.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Good. All right. For everybody, you have to picture this. Dennis had no idea what was going to come out of my mouth. That's why his laughter in the background is completely just raw and true. He was holding his phone out, but I did, five or six different variations of it?
Well, no, dude. This was the ones at 3-something in the morning.
No, I know that. Well, I did the gay one. I did that one.
Yeah.
I did.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets, fucking, you know.
No, that was the teeth in before we went out. That was the earlier one. So I did like 5 different ones.
Oh, God. And by the time we got back, it was even worse. The ones at 3, they're like 3:15, 3:20 in the morning. And I must say, Grant Wilson, Dave Tango, Steve Gonzalez, thank you for buying him shooters because it just made it fucking priceless. All the way home, I couldn't get him to shut up. He kept trying to give my GPS directions and tell my GPS she was an idiot. You need to turn here. GPS, meanwhile, is going in 0.2 miles, turn right. No, and you just fucking turn left here. What is wrong with this thing? Shut the fuck up, man. You're not a GPS.
Yes, I am.
All the way home. All the way back to the hotel, he argued with my GPS.
Well, also, your GPS was wrong that whole weekend. Sober or not, I have to say your GPS was fucked up that whole weekend.
She got us there, just not through the most convenient method. I don't know what was set on, and by the way, you'll be pleased to know, and here's a shameless unplug, that was in Magellan. That one's been stolen. To the little son of a bitch that stole it, I hope she gets you lost in a wheat field and raped by a cow.
Yeah, good luck in figuring out wherever you're going to go. Wait, backtrack. You had your shit stolen again?
No, that was part of what was stolen that time. This was, what the hell was it?
You bought, a,
been,
a TomTom. Or no, you bought a Magellan at the
store. No, I bought the TomTom there.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was the, that's right, it was the TomTom that was misdirecting us in all different funky, wait, was it?
Yeah, it was the TomTom.
No, it was my phone. We were going off my phone for the majority of the time there. And then to get us home, I bought the TomTom at the outlets of the casino. It was my phone that had us going in circles, which, by the way, I do have to apologize. Sarah, if you're listening, I apologize for getting you in the middle of the hood in Bethlehem, PA. It wasn't my fault. It was the damn phone's fault. Oh, we ended up in the hood, dude. This place was bad.
Oh, when you went back to pick up her ID?
Yeah, when I took her back to the hotel because she needed her ID. Coming back, I'm following GPS, and it's telling me turn here, turn here. I ended up in the hood, dude. I literally had to back up a block and a half because the road just came to an end. I'm like, what the hell? This is not – who does this shit? So Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Department of Public Works or whatever you have there, please put up some road signs that make some sense and put up signs in places you don't have them that they would make sense. Yeah, GPS on my phone was directing me this way and that way and puts me on like this two-block-long stretch of cars parked on either side. Narrow-ass road to begin with. I'm in a Ram 2500, big-ass truck that barely fits through there. And the road just stopped. There was no room to turn around. I had to back up nearly two blocks to get us the hell out of there. I just smiled and told her when they attacked the truck, save the radio. She looked at me like I lost my mind. We got there, we got back. Well, it was funny. And meanwhile, I'm on a wild goose chase. And, you know, here's Matt just chilling, you know, hanging out with Grant and them, having a ball. Yeah. Asshole. Too damn funny.
I didn't drive there. If I did, roles would probably be reversed. And the top would have been down in the Jeep. Yeah, it would have gotten bad. I probably would have had Grant, Steve, and Dave in the fucking Jeep off-roading with a bottle of booze in there, too. Like, it would have went bad. But
yeah, probably. But, all right, buddy,
I'm
we are down to...
Yeah, we're getting close to archive now. But real quick, I'm shocked we didn't break into one of those factory buildings when we were there.
Dude, I'm telling you, that would have been so awesome. But spending the night in lockup in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania City Jail did not strike me as good. But,
yeah, well,
man, I'll tell you.
Stay tuned.
I didn't have
it'll
hardly
probably
any
happen.
Gear with me. Yeah, well, there's a potential of that. But I didn't have any gear with me. The only recorder I would have been able to use would have been my phone. But, yeah, breaking into those buildings would have definitely been badass. And see what we get. Now, this is Bethlehem Steel Corporation that stretched for over 10 miles, according to the sergeant that I was talking to. And there's who knows how many deaths in that place. Oh, my God, it was definitely one of the creepiest-looking places I've ever seen, and I wanted in that so bad.
Oh, hey, Dennis, real quick. We shall talk about that, but while we're still live on air, next week, guess who we have?
Who do we have?
our dear friend Tara.
Oh, sweet.
So, yes, Tara's going to be joining us next weekend. Or next weekend. What the fuck am I talking about? On Wednesday. I'm sorry, I'm also talking to Adita at the moment. She apologizes for getting dropped. She is taking care of her daughter at the moment. So, anyway, thank you, Adita, for calling in. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sorry. And for everybody else, too, I'm sorry I sound like a moron, but my phone was cutting in and out, and it was so staticky and so bad all night, I was trying to make the best of it, so I definitely do apologize. But, yes, Adita, we will go out and investigate, along with David and John also. We've got a minute and a half, so Adita, thank you. Dennis, another great night. Catch us on Full Spectrum Radio on Wednesday from 8 to 10, same time. CPR Matt, CPR Dennis on Facebook. And anything else that you want to add, Dennis?
Nope. Think you got it. But I am going to throw one real quick one out here. I'm just now posting a link on my Facebook wall for Pulmonary Hypertension Association fundraiser. Go in, read about it, see if you can help out a little bit. It's definitely something that's worth trying to help on. So there we go. I don't normally plug fundraising, but this one's worthwhile. So there we go. CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, Facebook and Twitter. Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers at the .com and the Facebook. Make sure to catch up with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday night on Full Spectrum Radio right here on the same place, same channel. And just a little more toned down because Matt will have his meds and I won't have his and mine.
Yes, I will be on meds that night.
You'll be on meds that night? Well, that's better than sniffing the lotion.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
You're welcome, brother.
The best part of it is me hearing your laughter afterwards. That's the funniest part of it.
Yeah, that was, that just had me in tears, man. Absolutely had me in tears. But
you have more than two on the board. Just go with them.
Well, I actually have three, but for some reason, two of them are the same damn thing.
Oh well, I'm gonna have to upload the other ones. Send me the other ones. I'll upload them to the board.
I'll see if I can get them converted. And I'll see if I can get them sent up. But I do want to say this. Let me see. What did we save this under? I don't remember right offhand, and I'm looking for it. This one is a nice one to listen to.
Getting nightmares? Then you're not listening to Full Spectrum Radio. The best radio on the planet.
I still love that. Well, I was trying. There it is. This is one of my favorite sounds on this board, dude. I was listening to this in my truck today, and it's even freakier than I remember it being.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
If you go to my SoundCloud and listen to that, dude, it is freaky as hell how crystal clear that voice is.
I actually listened to it in my Jeep on the way to work on Saturday.
Yeah, I actually sat and I listened to two different recorders that captured that same voice. Now, Graham has the third recorder that captured it. And I put I did that same clip off both recorders side by side on Audacity and looked at them side by side. I cannot get a volume difference between the two of the recorders for that one voice. But the other three voices, which are myself, Graham, and Harry, you can distinguish almost which recorder is which from the volume of our voices. With that one, you can't hardly distinguish a volume difference. That one voice is just as loud in all three recorders, and that just blows my damn mind. Because the number one recorder that this clip is actually pulled from, Graham was 6 feet away from. And you can hear Graham in the background, but not real loud. And
everybody else is echoed except for that voice.
Do what?
Everybody else is echoed except for that voice.
Oh,
where,
yeah, most definitely.
It sounds like you're talking in a big room. You know?
And that voice is just crystal clean. Kidding this. Holy shit, what was that? But, dude, I about peed myself walking away from that building when I hit play and found that one. All three of us stopped dead in our tracks, looked at each other, and what the fuck was that?
Did Scott get back to you on that one?
No, I haven't heard back from Scott, so I'm going to have to reach out to him again. And see what the hell he's come up with, if anything, if he's taken time to listen to it or look at it.
Well,
but,
I know he
was in
San Antonio this weekend, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure with his show going on or the event that he went to, you know, I'm sure he's been too busy to get to it. So I'll definitely have to see what I can do. But, man, that was just, that's the creepiest damn voice I think I've heard.
Well, yeah, and for everybody, for Scott Grunewald and the Constantinos and everybody else that it's been sent to, that's going to take a little bit of time because they were all at an event. David Rountree, Tracy Ray. So, that's bear with us, and we will give you our friends' opinions also once we get them back.
And the idea is, I just want them to give me the frequency that voice came in at.
Yeah.
My goal is to show that it's outside the human speech range. Because it just, I mean, I know because I was there that it was not one of my crew. It was not one of the people in my group. I just want to see what they come up with because it is definitely the wildest EVP I've ever heard. And I've been doing this for a little while. But
yeah,
that one just absolutely floored me.
Play it one more time, or play it twice. Twice in a row.
All right, here we go.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
The first one that gets anything, that's where we congregate.
Goodness.
All
right. So, I want to break down a quick analysis right now for anybody who's listening. Is like, yeah, whatever. It's just somebody talking. Well, you hear Dennis say, the first one that gets anything, that's where it congregates. Then you hear, getting this. Like, there's no distortion to it. It does not fit in the environment. And you can also still hear the crickets. I don't care who had the recorder in that area. If it was only, like, well, it wasn't, but if it was only caught on one recorder, then it'd be more compelling. But the fact that it was caught on, what did you say, Dennis, 4 or 5?
It's actually caught on 3.
All right, so 3 recorders.
It's caught on 3 recorders simultaneously, same time, and the volume on it doesn't change between the 3 for that one voice.
And how far was the distance?
I was probably 3 or 4 feet away from that recorder. Graham was probably 6 or 8 feet away from that recorder. This clip. Now, like I said, I've got it on 3 different recorders, but this clip comes off of what I'm calling recorder number 1. And that's how, you know, that's so I can remember which one is which. It's my higher level Sony, so it's number 1. I was holding Sony number 2 3 or 4 feet away, and that voice is just as loud on my recorder as it is on this, on the next recorder. Graham was 6 or 8 feet away from this recorder, and it's just as loud on his recorder, and he was using a Tasco. So a recorder 8 feet away, it was just as loud as it was on the one that I'm playing the clip from. Now, if you actually go to my SoundCloud, which is just soundcloud.com, CPR Dennis, you'll see, well, let me actually open it up because I don't remember what the hell I've named them on my SoundCloud. So that will make a difference. I'm not going to log into it. I'm just going to, well, I guess I have to. It automatically logged me in. Rock Hall Start Sony 1 EVP. And that's the one that I actually took this clip from. So that's the, like, minute and a half long section leading up to this and going beyond it, because there's another one in that full minute and a half clip where I'm arguing with kind of a tag along with us that wanted to keep his light, and I wouldn't let him keep the light. I handed him a glow stick. So I got tired of hearing the fucking light go click, 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 stop. Damn it. They're just phenomenal sounds, in my opinion. The voices that came through on that are just phenomenal.
Yeah, and still stumped. I'd listen to it pretty much every day, trying to figure out something.
Yeah, and, you know, I've tried to debunk it myself. I mean, that's what we do. We try to debunk our own shit. I have no logical explanation why it's just as loud on 3 recorders with an 8-foot distance between them. It's just fucking amazing to me. It leaves me dumbfounded.
You know what, Dennis? I have to say, let's call it a night. But do me a favor, from what I've seen recently that's been going on, and people may understand this, go to FSR Playing God and play that track to play us off.
All right. I certainly will. Let me see if I can find it. There it is.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Love all you. We will see you on Full Spectrum on Wednesday night with our dear friend Tara.
And that's this Wednesday, or is that next Wednesday?
That is this Wednesday, as in 2 days.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Full Spectrum Radio Unleashed, sending you off with a little playing God.